Do you have an orphan spirit? How would you know? If you've never understood how this spirit influences a person, how would you know? If you've never seen this in action, how would you know? We need to be a people who are sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit that we are willing to see things about ourselves and learn things about ourselves that we have not seen before, that we have not known before. And I'll tell you the truth, this orphan spirit is a huge issue in the body of Christ. I'm not casting aspersions on you. I'm not saying that you have an orphan spirit. I'm saying, why don't we learn and pray together today? And perhaps if we're not afflicted by this nefarious demonic criminal, perhaps we can set someone else free. Perhaps if we haven't fallen victim to this demonic assignment against our identity in Christ, perhaps we can show someone else the way to freedom. Scripture says in Galatians that we're to restore one another in a spirit of gentleness. How can we restore someone if we're not equipped? How can we restore someone if we're ignorant of the devil's devices? How can we restore someone if we don't understand the ways of the wicked one and how he maneuvers in the souls of people to put them in bondage? So maybe you don't have an orphan spirit. Maybe you don't deal with jealousy. Maybe you don't deal with serving to please man instead of to please God. Maybe that's not you. Or maybe it is and you don't see it. Maybe the orphan spirit has deceived your heart. Maybe you think you're okay, but you're not. There's something broken deep down on the inside. Listen, everybody has something they're working to overcome. God has made us overcomers. You can overcome the orphan spirit, and you will overcome the orphan spirit for yourself, and you'll help others to see the light, to see that they're adopted as children into the kingdom of God, that He, God Almighty, is our Father, that Jesus is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. We will see it and we will defeat it, because an enemy exposed is an enemy defeated, but an enemy that's hidden cannot be forbidden. We're going to take the cover off the orphan spirit today. We're going to do it through prayer. We're going to do it through revelation, and we're going to see what God will do in our midst. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Guys, why don't you come on in? Let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation. I'd like to know. I'm interested in seeing you walk in your highest calling. My heart is to equip you to live a supernatural breakthrough lifestyle. These are not just words I say. These are principles that I live by. What I choose to pray about, what I choose to teach, I pray fervently to the Lord. Help me to choose these topics. Give me the messages that you want me to share, because then I know the people that are following will be helped. They will be inspired. They will be equipped. They will be ready for anything. And so I pray that every morning, and I pray for you before I come on, that God would help me to pray for you in a way that helps you, truly helps you. Guys, come on in. Drop those hashtags for me. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Kimberly Dimmick. Good morning, James Joseph in India. Good morning, Peculiar Gifts to Go in Cape Town, South Africa. God bless you. Share this on your timelines. Share it via Twitter. Share it via Messenger. Share it anywhere and everywhere. Let's get some people here in this broadcast today who need some help and some deliverance ministers who need to get equipped. We're going forward today. We're pressing in. We're going forward. We're moving ahead. We're choosing Jesus at another level, surrendering at another level, pressing in at another level. I asked the Lord this morning, what do we need to do to see revival? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? Before I tell you what you need to do, I need to do for myself what I need to do for myself, with myself, about myself. And the Lord said, it's simple. Die to self. That is a key to revival. We're in a season of revival. Die to self. When you have an orphan spirit, you can't die to self. You have a victim mentality. You want everybody else to cater to your needs. You want everybody else to pay attention to your wounds, your hurts, your issues. We need to get healed because the revival is here and it's coming. I said, we need to get healed. We don't want to we don't want to be a hindrance to somebody else's faith in the midst of the revival. We don't want to be a people who are stuck in the past so that we can't move forward into the future and the hope that God has given us in the midst of revival. We're going to see great deliverances in the context of revival. And maybe it starts with us. Maybe we need to get delivered from some wrong mindsets. Maybe we need to get delivered from some wrong perceptions that the enemy has skewed because he's whispered lies into our ears. Let's do this, guys. Let's get on board. Share this with your friends. Share this with your followers. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. We're going to start the official broadcast in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to do the roll-in. I want to remind you, all of these broadcasts are archived on my YouTube channel. That's where you're going to find the archives exclusively at youtube.com/JenniferLeClaire, youtube.com/JenniferLeClaire. You're going to find that over there. So go subscribe to that channel. That'll really, really help me in the season. If you'll subscribe to that channel, that's where the prayers for the next great move of God are. I'm doing those daily at 2 p.m. You can watch the replays over there on my YouTube channel or at awakeningprayerhubs.com/revival. Good morning, it's Sharon in Tampa. Good morning, Deidre. Good morning, Kathleen Knoll. Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Luz in Mexico City. Jennifer Simonis. I love to see all of my Awakening Prayer Hub leaders. Well, some of them are on different time zones. I love to see my Awakening Prayer Hub leaders on the broadcast, awakeningprayerhubs.com. We are contending for souls, revival, and awakening in the nations of the earth. Join forces with us. Launch a hub and we'll equip you. Join a hub and pray with some leaders. Sponsor a hub. We need sponsors. We have people waiting for sponsorships all over the world. So check that out at awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. Join with us. We're in a Kairos moment of revival. We want to see that Kairos moment turn into a Kairos season. And that's going to require us to press in to respond to the outpourings that we're seeing in the cities and the nations of the earth to say, yes, I want that God more. Lord, do it again, Lord. And it was repentance. We need to press in now. It's a now moment. It's a faith is now. And I've got faith to see a great awakening. Amen. It's going to happen sooner or later. Why not now? Why not posture our hearts now to press in? Why not? Why not? We'd be foolish not to. We've got to set aside some things in this season to pray more. I'm telling you, and make prayer a lifestyle, not just a once in a while thing when we need help. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Jen Marie. God bless you. Guys, I need 475 of you to share this immediately. After we do the roll-in, we're going to read today from Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God, Evenings with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to press into that. And then we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We never know what's going to happen. We're just going to pray and see what God does. We're going to believe that he's going to lead me and as I pray and help me as I pray for you and pray for us together. We're going to stay in unity today. Don't be distracted by the naysayers, the heresy hunters, all the wicked ones that come in to distract. Don't let them distract you. Just stay on board with what the Holy Ghost is doing. And then in that last segment there, good morning, Pastor Joy, Carol Caputo, Tammy Smith, Rhonda Pett, Carolyn is ready. If you shared, say, I'm ready. If you've not shared, you're not ready. In that last segment, we're going to press into praying over this orphan spirit deliverance. I'm going to share with you some signs of the orphan spirit so you can identify this in yourself and others if it's there. We don't want to go on a demon hunt, but we do want to discern what might be holding us back. So press into that with me, and then we'll hang out a little bit at the end and talk. Many of you are ready. Hello, Trish Kennedy. God bless you. Ngozi, God bless you. Barbara, God bless you. Amen. God is good. We're going to start here in 30 seconds. So keep dropping those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Make sure you spell my name right. And let's kick this up. Begin to pray in the spirit. Cover me as I go in. My voice has been giving me a lot of trouble because I've been using it so much and it wants to rest, but my spirit doesn't want to rest. So I'm going to keep praying through, and you pray for me as I pray for you as well with my voice today and every day. You know, that's an old nemesis and it's got to bow in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's do this. Let me bring in these other platforms here and we'll get started. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Prophets and the Seven Mountains. If you're a prophet, you want to get equipped to stand on your mountain. What mountain are you called to? It's not all about the church. There are seven mountains in society. What mountain are you called to? Get equipped to discern your mountain, to prophesy to your mountain, and to deal with the demons that are occupying that mountain as a prophetic warrior. Check that out. schoolofthespirit.tv/seven mountains, the number seven, schoolofthespirit.tv/seven mountains, the number seven. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Our heart is to equip you to live a supernatural breakthrough lifestyle. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. We've got three different services every single Sunday, three opportunities to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Check it out. 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 4 p.m. are the service times on Sunday. Come on over at 10:47 a.m. for prophetic worship. If you're not in the region, you can watch online at ahop.online. You can watch at ahop.online. You can come visit us. People are coming from all over the world every single week. And you can even go deeper with us and become an official web church member at schoolofthespirit.tv. I'm sorry, ahop.online. I'm distracted by my Instagram today. ahop.online/webchurch. You're going to find that over there. You're going to go deeper with us with the virtual prophecy rooms, virtual healing rooms, virtual life group, virtual pastoral advice, virtual deliverance rooms, virtual midweek. It's virtual, but it's powerful. Check it out at ahop.online/webchurch. ahop.online/webchurch. Oh, Jesus. Instagram has gone off today, so we're going to go ahead and just end that broadcast so that I'm not distracted by it constantly. Amen. The second and third service are School of the Spirit at AHOP, schoolofthespirit.tv. We're going into the deeper things of God. We're in a series right now on deliverance from family wounds. Deliverance from family wounds. schoolofthespirit.tv/wounds. You have a family, so you've been wounded at some point. Have you been healed? We've got to get healed. We've got to get healed. Amen. We've got to get healed. Check it out. The third service is 4 p.m. No worship, straight up teaching. You're going to enjoy that. We're in a series, coming into a series on prophets and the seven mountains. Check that out in Jesus' name. Guys, today we're going to read from Mornings with the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, Evenings with the Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord. There's so many distractions on this broadcast today, which you know what that means. It's a good sign. It means the Holy Spirit wants to break out. So he's starting to try to distract me. He's starting to try to distract you. But together we will press through. We will not be stopped. I've seen this hundreds of times in the past with the demons that come to steal, kill, and destroy our breakthrough. But we're standing strong against it. We will not be moved off of our mission today. We will stand and withstand in the evil day. When we've done all we can do, we will stand and we're going for it. Today's devotion comes from Evenings with the Holy Spirit, and it's titled, I Am Your Power Source. I am your power source. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I am the power source in your life. Your flesh will carry you only so far. Your will can take you only so high. I am the power source in your life. Why would you rely on anything else to energize your body, refresh your soul, and strengthen your heart? The Lord says, I am the power source in your life. Depend, rely, and lean completely on me, says the Lord, and you will not struggle. Stay close to me, and you will not stumble, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, that's a good word right there. He is the source of life. He is the source of our power. He is the source of everything that we could possibly ever need. So why do we look in other places? Why do we look in other directions? Why? Because the enemy has fooled us, but we are recentering our heart on the power source, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org. Now, the prayer starter. When I'm struggling, I'm disconnected from your power. Help me, Lord, to discern quickly when I've moved beyond your grace, when I'm not leaning fully on your strength, or when I'm taking matters into my own hands and moving apart from you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today. You are the one true living God. You are the Most High God. There is no other God like you. You're the all-powerful God, and we praise your holy name. We thank you for what you've done for us, what you're doing for us, and what you're going to do for us. But yet, if you never did another thing, we would praise you anyway. If you never lifted a finger to help us once again, we would thank you anyway, because you are worthy of our allegiance. You are worthy of our thanksgiving. You are worthy of our praise and of our worship. We are sold out to you, on fire, laid down lovers. We're not in this for what you can do for us. We are in this to serve your kingdom, to live as unto you, to crucify the flesh, to die to self. Lord, we want to go deeper in your heart, deeper in your will, deeper in your love. It's not about what you can do for us, because you've already done so much, and we know that you're going to do more. We know that you're a good father, and every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. We know that you're going to keep providing for us. We know that you're going to keep healing us. We know that you're going to continue to pour out your joy and your peace. These things are in our covenant, so we will stand on your word, but we're not seeking your hand today. We're seeking your face. We're not seeking what you can do for us. We're seeking what we can do for the sake of your son, to see souls saved, bodies healed, people delivered, marriages restored. God, we want to be prayer solutionists. We want to stand as intercessors in the gap that you have assigned us. We want to carry the burden of the Lord with integrity, with a passion and a fervency to advance your kingdom in the earth. We are here for you, Jesus. You've been there for us so many times, and you'll always be there for us. You are the friend who sticks closer than a brother, but we are here for you. We are at your bidding. Do what you want to do, God. Here we are. Send us. Send us into the darkest territories of the earth through prayer. Send us to the lost souls in prayer. Help us to pray without ceasing for what you want to do in the earth. Reveal your will to our hearts so that we can come into agreement in the name of Jesus, and pray in the name of Jesus, and cast out devils in the name of Jesus, and speak in new tongues in the name of Jesus. You are the God of all power. You are the God of all might. You empower us with your very own spirit. The spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of us. So we will walk as powerful Christians because we're powerful in Christ. We will walk as powerful Christians because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We will walk in power, delegated authority, delegated might. The spirit of might rests upon us. One of the seven spirits of God listed in Isaiah rests upon us, spirit of might. We are mighty in God. We are strong in you and the power of your might. Nothing is too hard for us in Christ, because nothing is too hard for our God. Nothing is too hard for us. We can do all things through the powerful Christ who strengthens us with his very own strength. I thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. Praise God. I I thank you that you've not given us a spirit of timidity. Praise God. I'm so grateful that you've not given us a spirit of anxiety, a spirit of dread. You've not given us all these other foreign spirits, all these other alien spirits. You've not given us a spirit of angst. You've not given us a spirit of apprehension. You've not given us a spirit of despair, dismay, doubt, worry, uneasiness, suspicion. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You've given us a spirit of power. Your spirit dwells within us. You are the all-powerful God. You in us makes us powerful when we pursue your will, when we set out to do the work of God. You have prepared works beforehand for us to walk in before the foundation of the earth. You put all of our days in a book. You've got a perfect plan. You've got a way for us to walk in. So help us to walk in power. Help us to walk worthy of our calling. Help us to walk in the Spirit. Help us to walk in love. Help us to release the power that you've endued us with from on high. When you baptized us in the Holy Spirit and power, in the Holy Spirit and fire, because the enemy, our adversary, he's prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He tries to seem more powerful. He tries to seem more aggressive, but we are the powerful ones in Christ. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We put our faith in your power. We put our faith in your goodness. We put our faith in your ability. We put our faith in your movement through us. We are yielded to you, surrendered vessels. We will do what you want us to do. You've given us the power to do it. You've given us the grace to do it. You've given us the might to do it. So help us believe that, God. Help us believe that there's nothing too hard for us. Help us believe that we can conquer a mountain. Help us believe that we can run through a troop. Help us believe that we can leap over a wall. Help us believe that you've taught our hands to battle and our fingers to war. Help us believe that we can bend a bow of bronze. Help us believe that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even to the death. We're dying to self. Help us believe, only believe. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. May the God of hope fill us all with joy and peace and believing that you are all powerful. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And whatever is not of faith is sin. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we need that hope. So Lord, let the power of the Holy Spirit abound in hope in us, for we're not ashamed of the gospel. Lord, help us not to keep our mouth silent. Help us not to keep our lips pursed. Help us, Lord, not to honor you with our heart, but our not honor you with our lips, but our hearts are far from you. Help us to do the work of the evangelist. Help us to cry out for souls. Help us to pray to the Lord of the harvest, that he would send laborers into the fields. Help us, Lord, to carry nations in our belly in the realm of prayer. Help us, Lord, to be about the Father's business, because the day is here and the night is coming when no man can work. Help us, Lord, for we're not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Help us to release the power of the gospel in our family. Help us to release the power of the gospel in our workplace. Help us release the power of the gospel in the grocery stores. Help us to release the power of the gospel, the power of good news for salvation. Help us, Lord, to be agents of transformation by releasing the power of the gospel. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's about the souls that are dying and going to hell every day, God. Break our hearts for what breaks your hearts. Help us to release the power of God for salvation, not to be ashamed of the gospel, not to be concerned with of who says what, not to be afraid of the persecution. Help us, Lord. 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 By great endurance, help us, Lord, even in afflictions. Help us, Lord, even in the hardships. Help us, Lord, even in the calamities. Help us, Lord, even in the sleepless nights. Help us, Lord, to walk in your spirit, to walk in your power, to walk in the power of God that raises the dead, to walk in the power of God that heals the sick, to walk in the power of God that sees souls saved. It's a miracle at the new birth. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We used to follow the course of this world. We used to walk in darkness. We used to follow the prince of the power of the air. But now your spirit is working in us. Your spirit is working in us. Your spirit, your powerful spirit, your resurrection power is working in us. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we will not be deceived by the coming of the lawless one and his activity with all his power and false signs and wonders. Help us not to be deceived. We want the true power. We want the power of the living God. We want the power of the Lamb of God. We want the power of the Christ. We want the power of the Almighty to flow through us. We don't want to be deceived. So we're not chasing power. We're not chasing signs. We're not chasing wonders, for signs will follow us when we believe, and we will walk in power when we believe. We don't have to chase the signs. We don't have to chase the power. We chase the all-powerful one. We will chase you. We will behold you. We will seek you. We will find you. Help us, Lord, today. Help us, Lord, today to do this your way, to use your power to destroy strongholds, to use your power to push back the enemy, to use your power to overturn dead rules in religion, to demonstrate that Jesus is alive. Help us, Lord, to stand against the power of death. Help us, Lord, to stand against the powers of the wicked one, the prince of the power of the air, the cosmic powers over this present darkness. Help us, Lord, to stand and withstand in the evil day, to keep standing in your power, to keep standing in your might. You are the all-powerful God, and we love you. We lean on you. We lean on you. We lean on you, the all-powerful God. The kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but in power. It's power. It's power demonstrations, not just words. So, Lord, give us power when we feel like fainting. Endue us with power from all high, on high. Pour out your spirit of power and might in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You raised us up by your power. You will send us forth by your power. You will preserve us by your power. You will strengthen us with all power according to your glorious might, with endurance and patience. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I thank you, Lord, that your divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and we will move. We will move in the power of God, not in the wisdom of man, but the power of God unto salvation, the power of God to everyone who believes, the power of God, the power of God, the glory of God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you strengthen us with power through your spirit in our inner man, and we are powerful. Help us to see ourselves as powerful, not as prideful, but as powerful. Help us to see that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our tongues are powerful. By truthful speech and the power of God, we will overcome. So thank you, Lord, that we live by power. We walk in power, the power of God, to overcome the power of the enemy. Teach us, Lord, to navigate realms of power and to use your power for good, to walk in love, to use our power to help people that are in need, to pray for people who are struggling and in crisis, to release your kingdom in a dark world. Help us, Lord, to walk in your power, not to compromise ourselves, not to chase power, not to try to buy power like Simon the sorcerer, but to sit in your presence and look at your beauty, the beautiful, powerful God, until you endue us with a fresh revelation of your power and a fresh outpouring of the spirit of power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Whoo, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Share this quickly, guys. Share it on your timelines. Poder. Share this on your timeline. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Share it quickly, guys. Share it anywhere you can on your timelines. Ping, poke, prod. We're going to get into this orphan spirit now. We're going to get into this orphan spirit now. Are you ready? Come on. Jesus. 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 The orphan spirit is very real. The orphan spirit is very real. Now, here's the thing. Jesus said in John 14:18, I will not leave you as orphans. He will not leave us as orphans. God has not created you to be subject to an orphan spirit, an orphan mentality, an orphan mindset. He's not called you to walk in that mentality, in that spirit. How do you discern an orphan spirit? Well, an orphan spirit has a lot of insecurity. Now, just because you're insecure doesn't mean that you have an orphan spirit. You could have a spirit of insecurity, or you could just need to renew your mind to who you are. It might just be a wrong thought and not a demon. The orphan spirit operates out of jealousy. The orphan spirit is jealous of the success of the people around them because it makes them feel bad about themselves. The orphan spirit serves God to earn love. It's a performance mentality. It looks a little bit like the religious spirit in that respect. It's a works-based mindset. You don't listen. God wants us to be human beings, not human doings. Yes, there we have to work. We have to put our hand to the plow. We need to be about our Father's business. But we're not doing it to earn his love. We're doing it as unto him because we love him and because he's called us to it. The orphan spirit tries to find ways of escape, perhaps drugs or alcohol or some sort of physical stimulation. The orphan spirit is looking for a way of escape of the pain in their soul, person's soul. The orphan spirit is driven by a need for success. It's very competitive. It wants to one-up everybody. It's a little bit like the religious spirit in that sense. The orphan spirit uses people as a means to an end. They don't really care about, you know, what it takes to get that success, to meet their goals, because that's what gives them their worth. People with an orphan spirit find their worth in what they've accomplished, how they've succeeded, because they feel like failures. The orphan spirit, it has emotional instabilities, anger, depression, rage, anxiety, fear. The orphan spirit it lacks self-esteem. Someone with an orphan spirit has very low self-esteem. They have a hard time accepting themselves, have a hard time loving themselves. So they can't love their neighbor as they love themselves because they don't love themselves. The orphan spirit likes to have all the nicest clothes and the nicest cars, not because they just like nice things, but because it validates them. Material possessions make it look like they're successful. It's all about looking like it's worth. And so we need to make sure that this spirit can influence anybody. You don't have to have a demon to be influenced by an orphan spirit. You don't have to have a demon to be influenced by an orphan spirit. This spirit can work on you from the outside. And I'm telling you, this thing is running rampant in the earth today. So we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to make sure that we don't take rejection personally. We need to be a people who cooperate instead of compete. And if we can't do that, there's something wrong. There's something missing. There's something broken. And we need to explore what that might be. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We honor you as deliverer. We honor you as the God who breaks the chains. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, we ask you to forgive us for any time in any way in which we have allowed the orphan spirit to minister to our hearts. Lord, help us, because we are sons. We are not orphans. We are sons. We are not orphans. We are sons. We are not orphans. But somehow, sometimes we just allow this orphan spirit to minister to our soul, to make us feel inadequate, to make us feel like we're alone, like we're abandoned, like we're left out. But you said, I will not abandon you as orphans. You said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and welcome you into my presence so that you may be where I am and you dwell in us. We are not orphans. Even if our mother and father abandon us, God will not forsake us. That is your word. That is the truth. And so we stand on that truth and we ask you to forgive us for believing the lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Now we renounce this orphan spirit. We renounce this orphan spirit in the name of Jesus. We want no part of the orphan spirit. We break all agreement with the orphan spirit right now. We deny its ministry in our life. We disavow the orphan spirit in the name of Jesus. We repudiate it. We spurn it. We forsake it. We're walking away from it. No longer we allow ourselves to come up under this demonic entity, the voice of a stranger, but we will run into you, our Father, who's created us in his image. We are not orphans. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We divorce ourselves from the orphan spirit in the name of Jesus. We resign from the orphan's works in the name of Jesus. We decline the orphan spirit's invitation for ministry. We will not submit to it any longer. So we submit ourselves to you, God. We submit ourselves to our Heavenly Father. We submit ourselves to Jesus. We submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We submit ourselves completely and totally. So now we resist the orphan spirit. Lord, give us the strength to resist. Give us the discernment to resist these voices of orphan spirits ministering to our soul. Help us to discern it immediately and refuse to come into agreement with it, to reject it and continue to renounce it, to cast it down and cast it off and throw it down and destroy it from our midst in the name of Jesus. Would you help us, Lord, to opt out of the orphan mentality, God? We choose even now to opt out of the orphan mentality, to drop out of the school of the orphans. We choose now to throw off the orphan mentalities, to toss them over in the name of Jesus. We walk away from the orphan spirit. We break all ties with it. We wash our hands of the orphan spirit in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And now I speak to every orphan spirit, and I command you to loose us in the name of Jesus. Every orphan spirit, loose the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Orphan spirit, we cast you off in the name of Jesus. Orphan spirit, we cast you down in the name of Jesus. Orphan spirit, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we are not orphans. We are beloved ones of our Lord. The Lord God Almighty loves us. He gives us good gifts. He is our Father. He is our King. He adopted us as sons and daughters into his kingdom. It was a divine adoption. It was a holy adoption. So we identify as children of God, as sons of God, as daughters of God. We identify as kingdom citizens in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you predestined us for adoption to yourself as sons through Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we will not fall for the orphan spirit any longer, but we receive adoption as sons and we cry, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. We don't have to let these voices skew our mentality anymore. We receive adoption as sons in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise as our Father, as the Holy One of Israel. You are the Father of lights and you're the Father of our lives. You created us. You maintain us. You help us. You rejoice over us with songs of deliverance. And so we praise you and we thank you. We honor you and we adore you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Nosotros somos tus amados, Señor, tus adaptados. Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Spirit of adoption. Amen. Aren't you glad? Now, maybe you didn't have that issue, but I'm telling you, that spirit can speak to you from the outside. Some of your warfare might be with that spirit trying to get in. Trying to get in. Some of your warfare might be with that spirit trying to get in. Amen. Looking for a way when you feel rejected. All these spirits, many times they come in droves, orphan spirits, rejection spirits. These things many times come together. One opens the door for the other one. Guys, I've got a book out there in case you didn't know. It's called Deliver Yourself from Evil. Deliver Yourself from Evil. And you can find it on Amazon. Deliver Yourself from Evil. And it's a self-deliverance book. And some of you might want to pick that up. Amen. Some of you might want to pick that up. Everything is not a demon from the outside. There's demons from the inside. There's demons from the outside. That's when we, 2 Corinthians 10:5, we cast down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Amen. 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 He is our Father. He's adopted us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He doesn't go back on his word. Amen. He's good. He's always good. He's always good all the time. He'll never stop being good. He's a good father. We have to listen. We need to not think that just because we're okay today, we're going to be okay forever. We go through trials. We go through storms. We go through warfare. And sometimes it leaves us with a wee bit of trauma. Sometimes it jades us a little bit. And we need to be savvy enough in the spirit to know that sometimes the enemy will get a stronghold in our mind if we're not careful. Times of trial, times of trauma are times of when the enemy loves to attack. Scripture says he comes at an opportune time. The opportune time is when you are compromised. That's one of the opportune times, when you are compromised. When you're going through hard times, that's when these demons, I mean, they can minister to you anytime, but they really love to minister to you when you're going through massive trials, trauma, issues. Amen. That's when they really love to minister to you. That's when they really love to minister to you. So you have to be savvy about this. You got to be savvy. You got to understand what's going on out there. The devil doesn't fight fair. He kicks you when you're down. So we got to see this and understand it. It's not just the orphan spirit. It's any spirit. Amen. Trauma opens the door for spirits. I got a great revelation today. Several. When I was reading the word, the Elijah company is coming up. And I mean, I'm just getting so much revelation to teach you. And I'm really excited about it. You know, I don't do a lot of pre-planning, you know, a year in advance what I'm going to teach. I have ideas. I have things I want to teach. You know, I have topics I want to tackle. But usually with Elijah Company, the reason I don't put out a full list of classes is because the Lord keeps changing it. And I tell you what, the revelation I've gotten this morning is really, really, and it's something I've tapped into a little bit before, but it's something that's really, 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 really going to really help you if you're a prophet. You need to understand part of your role in warfare. And so we'll be tapping in all the, we teach 7 classes at Elijah Company. They're not all going to be about warfare, but 2 of them might be this time because we're, Cindy Jacobs announced, and you saw the email where the prophets are under attack right now. I know I've been under attack for a while. I think it started for me a long time ago. So, but we're in a season of just massive warfare against the prophets. And so we need to learn as prophets and prophetic people how to deal with that, how to handle that, how to navigate that. What is the strategy? And so I'm going to be teaching on some of that in the Elijah Company this time. If you've applied, I want to say this, check your spam, because somebody sent an email yesterday or a couple of days ago and said, well, I've already applied once. It's my second application. Can you please at least tell me if I've been in? And it was a little snarky, but they were already accepted. And apparently it's in their spam. And probably the email that I sent them saying, hey, check your spam. That's probably also in their spam. So you got to get, if you've applied to something, you're excited about it, check your spam, man. It might be in your spam. Amen. I wonder how many people miss their application because they don't check their spam, miss their acceptance because they don't check your spam, their spam. So do that. GlobalPropheticCenter.com. If you're going to apply, we're over halfway full now. So if you're going to apply, then please apply. Don't wait any longer. It's coming up April 20th, and that's a
just about 6 weeks away. And you think, well, that's a long time. I can wait. No, because it'll fill up before then. We'll have to close registration. We always do. And then we have maybe one or two cancellations and we open it back up for those last two tickets. You don't want to take a chance. You don't want to wait. You don't want to do that. So please, if you're going to come, there's 7 teachings as well as Q&As, prophetic exercises, impartation service, a mass deliverance service. There's lots of altar calls, words of knowledge, prophetic unction. It's really transformational. And if you're going to come, you need to go ahead and get apply. Please make sure you check your spam and the promotion section as well. You know, I learned that the hard way. I hate that they, you know, sometimes Google has made it so hard for us to receive emails we want because they hide them in various folders, right? So please make sure you do that. Amen. God is good all the time. It's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. So check that out. How y'all doing today? Good? You doing good? You doing good? You doing good? Remember, I'm coming back to the UK in April and after the Elijah Company. And if you want to get notified as to where the venues are that I'm going to be, then please make sure that you get on that list at jenniferleclaire.co.uk, jenniferleclaire.co.uk. You're going to want to get in on that and get on that list and make sure I'm not landing in your spam. Make sure I'm not landing in your spam. jenniferleclaire.co.uk. Amen. Praise God. God is good all the time. Y'all doing good? Are you happy? Come on. God is good. Remember, I'm doing the 12 p.m. I'm sorry, it's 2 p.m. I had to change it to 2 o'clock. I know it's not convenient for people, but I couldn't do it I couldn't do my revival prayers at 12 p.m. It was messing up my whole day. So I'm doing revival prayer at 2 p.m. If you want to listen to the replays, you're going to go over there to awakeningprayerhubs.com/revival. awakeningprayerhubs.com/revival. You're going to check that out there. And Nancy says she's very happy. Then we should all be happy. Amen. We should all be happy. We should have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Kathy. You're a sweetheart too. I love you guys. I'm here to pray for you every morning. And it's one of my favorite parts of my day. I love to write. I love to teach. I love to prophesy. Amen. And I feel like I get to do a little bit of all that here. Not the writing part, but God is good all the time. Remember the classes at schoolthespirit.tv. And guys, awakeningprayerhubs.com, join the movement. I'm looking for some revival-minded intercessors. This is prime time, guys. This is what I've been waiting for since 2007. Now listen, I'm not saying this is the third great awakening. It might not become the third great awakening. But when you see God doing something, when you see God pressing, when you see God pouring out a spirit, it's a sign that he's wanting to do something more. You know, sometimes we get a partial outpouring, or sometimes we get no outpouring because we haven't positioned ourselves rightly. And we need to be a people who press in this hour and pray. So if you want to join us at awakeningprayerhubs.com, you can do so. You can launch a hub and we'll equip you. You can join a hub that's pre-existing if you choose to do that. Or you can sponsor a hub, and we need sponsorships, guys. We need sponsorships. We have people waiting for sponsorships in Asia and Latin America. So check that out if that's going to bless you. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. We're in 72 nations. 72 nations. Amazing. 72 nations. Veronica, this is your favorite time of the day. Well, that blesses my heart. I love it. I love being with you guys. Love praying for you guys. Amen. 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 God is good. Hello, Agnes in Uganda. God bless you. You're trying to multiply your Trinidad prayer hub. Well, let me see how can we help you do that, Petra? I know you took the PD-12 training. I know you took the PD-12 training. So I know you took that. What else can we do to help you? Shobashikiti rabashikiti gatarabashikiti gata. Korababashiribibibishikiti gata. Hey, Mike. Love you, man of God. You're awesome, man of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. 70, can you believe that, guys? I never would have believed it when I stand all by myself in 2012 in a dingy auto garage that we made into a prayer room. I would never have believed it. I was beyond my wildest dreams. I remember when God said, I'll put in your hands as much as you can believe me for. How much can you believe me for? And I didn't, I don't know. I don't know. It's amazing. Listen, guys, I want to pray for you as we go today. I want to pray for your life, for your health. I want to pray protection over you. Before we do that, I want to give you the opportunity to sow today. If this is blessing you, sow a seed every once in a while. You know, it's good to sow into what's giving you freedom and joy and growth, where you sow, where you grow. So if this is helping you, we are a donor-driven ministry. I think 80% of everything we do is free. So, you know, some things we have to charge for because we don't have enough donors to cover the cost. So go ahead and sow if you feel led. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So go to jenniferleclair.org/donate. You can become a partner there. We have partner programs for you where you can get free classes and books and whatever's over there. You can go do that. You can use the text to give. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. Text the word give. I'm not allowed to. They're not letting me post any more comments for some reason. I'm not able to post comments, but God is good. You can see, you can use oh, Jesus, my computer's going nuts. Oh, my Lord. You can use the text. If you can use the Cash App, Cash App is $prophetic books, $prophetic books. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org. The P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. And you can use the Facebook stars and the YouTube stickers. Erica Lee says she is speechless. Amen. Holy Spirit is awesome. So, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus for who you are, that you're a good God. And Lord, I lift up all my Awakening Prayers leaders and my Awakening House Church leaders, my Awakening House of Prayers, my Awakening House of Prayer congregation here in South Florida, all my donors, my partners, those givers, those who read my books and watch my YouTube videos, the subscribers, the School of the Spirit.tv students, the Ignite Network, and the Company of Seers, the Global Prophetic Center students. And Lord, I say, bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Let your hand of power rest upon them and keep them from evil and causing pain in Jesus' name. Father, I lift them up to you and I ask you to bless them with the revelation of yourself. It's the greatest revelation that they could ever carry, is a revelation of Jesus. Lord, help them to press into personal revival in this season, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to understand what your will is for their lives. Help them to go forth with the confidence that they're in your will, in your presence, in your spirit, God. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I ask you, Lord, to prosper them in everything they put their hand to. Protect them from every evil. Help them to advance the gospel and to advance their mission that you've given them for their lives, God. Help them to walk worthy of their calling, God. I ask you, Lord, to heal bodies, save souls, bring home prodigals, deliver people from evil, and help them overcome every obstacle, every tie, every fetter, every chain, every conflict, God. Put words in their mouth as they deal with conflict resolution, God. Bring them promotions and increase and relationships that will help them to advance in their high calling. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, I love you. Remember, globalpropheticcenter.com, schoolofthespirit.tv, awakeningprayers.com. Join the movement. I'll see you back here at 2 o'clock or watch the replays on my YouTube channel. Please, 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 right now, just take a moment to go subscribe to my YouTube channel wherever you are. It'll just take you a second. And I love you guys. Have a breakthrough day.